From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistani commandos continue to move through the Red Mosque in the center of the capital, Islamabad, in a final confrontation with pro-Taliban militants. The hardline cleric who led the eight-day standoff with the government was killed, along with about 60 militant supporters. At least eight soldiers have been killed. Griff Whitty is covering the story for The Washington Post. And Griff, the army had said this was going to be a very quick operation. They thought they could defeat these militants in about an hour. It's turned out to be way more difficult than that.
That's right, Melissa. Essentially, the army had been saying all last week that they thought that they could conduct this operation within about an hour. They were planning to swoop in and basically kill the militants, take out any women or children that remained inside the compound. And they said that the whole thing might just take an hour or so because they had the militants so severely outgunned. This morning when the operation launched about 4 a.m., they said that it would take maybe 2 or 3 hours, perhaps on the outside 4 or 5 hours. And now it has taken over 21 hours. Actually, we are past 1 a.m. here, and we're looking at perhaps facing another dawn with this this engagement still underway.
There are reports that the government soldiers are finding landmines, booby traps. What else are you hearing about what they're encountering as they go further inside this mosque?
Well, what they found is that these militants were incredibly well-armed, and they were very much prepared for this assault. They had an extensive network of tunnels underneath the mosque compound, and they were using that network of tunnels to go from one building to another. The mosque compound is actually quite a large place that has about a dozen structures on it, and the militants would go from one spot to another. Just when the commandos thought they had cleared one area, the militants would use the tunnels to get back into it.
And one big unanswered question is, what has happened to those women and children who were being held inside the mosque as human shields, apparently?
That's right. This is the really important question that we don't have an answer to tonight. Essentially, the women and children were believed to be in the hundreds before this raid began, and we just don't know what has happened to them. The government says that about 83 people who had been inside the mosque at the time of the raid have come out alive, but they haven't produced any more information than that, and they're keeping an incredibly tight lid on information about civilian casualties. They have not been allowing any reporters to go to the hospitals to see for themselves what sort of patients are being treated there.
How is this raid being portrayed in the Pakistani media?
It is getting round-the-clock coverage. It has been covered for a week solid now, and it has been pretty much the only thing that people are discussing. There's been a great deal of conversation about whether it was appropriate for the government to launch the raid when it did. There were negotiations underway as of about 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday, and those negotiations suddenly stalled at about that time, and about a half an hour later, the raid was launched.
And when you say there's been a great deal of conversation about that, what's the nature of that conversation?
Well, interestingly enough, the moderate forces in Pakistan have been arguing very strenuously for a raid. They've been saying that the government has appeased these clerics for long enough that they needed to go in and make a really strong stand against radicalism once and for all, and this was the best way and best place to do it. A lot of hardline religious leaders obviously have been quite upset by the idea of a raid, and they have been pushing very hard for the government to give the cleric Abdul Rashid Ghazi some form of accommodation. Of course, Ghazi was killed earlier today, so that's no longer possible.
Okay, Griff Whitty of The Washington Post speaking with us from Islamabad. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.